Did it kind of move, have any kind of action back and forth?
It moved just a little every time that mule or I'd step, you see, that would move just a little bit each way, just like that.
Right. That was to kind of help stabilize the wagon?
Yeah.
Or something like
yeah.
that? Let's see. You know, on a wagon wheel, that outside edge of the wheel,
yeah.
what do people call that?
Well, what do you call that outside edge?
So just like maybe a rim or something like that?
Yeah. Well, that's all it was. It was just a rim with one of them iron bands around.
Mm-hmm.
Keep that from busting and anything. See, them things are made out of wood.
Right.
Yeah.
I see. Well, have you ever heard of people use the word tire to talk about a wagon wheel?
Oh, yeah. That went right around that wheel, right? An iron band went right around that wood wheel.
And that was called the tire?
Yeah, the tire, yeah.
I see. What about a felly or fellow? Have you ever heard that?
A what?
A felly or fellow?
No, I never did hear that.
Like the sections of the wagon wheel that a couple of spokes would fit into?
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Where the spokes fit into it, they call that the hub.
The hub?
Yeah.
I see. All right. And when you were driving your buggy, that thing that you cracked around the horse's ears to...
Whip. Mm-hmm. Buggy whip.
Yeah. Did your daddy use one of those?
Yeah.
What was that made out of, generally?
Well, generally it's made out of leather.
Mm-hmm. I see. Let me ask you this, talking about things that you can carry stuff in, like if you went to the grocery store and bought something,
yeah.
what would they probably put that in so you could carry it home?
Well, way back then, it was too big to carry in a paper bag. They put it in a corn sack.
Is that right?
Yeah, or a box.
Mm-hmm. What was that corn sack like? What was it made out of?
Oh, it was made out of some kind of big coarse thread woven together.
Mm-hmm. We're talking about bags and things like that. What about, say, 50 pounds of sugar or something like that? What would that come in?
That'd come in a close bag.
That corn sack that you were talking about, was it one of these kind of brown, real rough, coarse?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Is that anything like a toe sack or croaker sack?
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
You call that a?
Corn sack.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. What word do people use around here? Do they say toe sack or croaker sack? Or?
No, they mostly say a corn sack.
Just corn sack?
Yeah.
Have you heard those terms that I use?
Oh, yeah. I've heard a lot of terms.
Which one?
Croaker sack.
Croaker sack.
Yeah.
And corn would come in that?
Yeah.
I see. Yeah. Let me ask you about this expression. Say if a fella was going to take some corn to the mill to be ground, just the amount that he could take at one time,
uh-huh.
what would that be?
Generally about a bushel.
Or say if a man was outside bringing in some firewood and he got himself as much as he could carry in both of his arms,
yeah.
what would he call it?
Armload. Yeah.
Ever heard people around here use the word a turn of corn?
Oh yeah.
What would that be?
That would be where they cut it down on the stalk and toten it.
Just as much as they could carry?
Yeah.
And they would call that a
turn of corn.
Turn of corn.
Yeah.